Just one halakha in the laws of Shabbat. Anything that's asur, that's forbidden for a Jew to do on Shabbat, it's also forbidden to command or to instruct a non-Jew to do for you on Shabbat. Even if you're only telling it to him in a remez, in a hint. Now regarding hinting to a goy, the halakha says it's asur to hint to him in a direct, instructive manner. Gemara gives an example. If you're trying to tell the goy to, let's say, put out the wick, so you would not be allowed to hint to him and say, kaneyach chotamcha, which normally would mean, clean your nose. But you're telling him really to clean the, let's say, the little charcoal that's on top of the wick. So that's a remez, of course. Tam, clean your nose. That's a hint, but it's a direction. You're telling him bederich sivui. It's saying it in a commandment way. But for example, let's say there was a situation where you need some light. It would be permissible on Shabbat to say, well, the light is not good in here. It's a little dark in here. That would be permissible to hint to the goy. Only in the following case, where there is enough light in the room already in order that you could benefit. And all you're doing is hinting to the goy to enhance the light. Then it's mutar. But if you were sitting in the dark and there's no light whatsoever, it would be forbidden even to hint to the goy, it's dark in here, I can't see, what's going to be, all these things are forbidden. Only in the case, for example, at Shabbat afternoon, you have light anyway coming into the room, and now you just want a little extra light to enhance it, or let's say you have one of the lights on already, and you just want to make it a little brighter, then you could give a hint and say, well, it's kind of dark in here. Well, the light's not bright enough. That's only because you have light already. For that matter, it would be permissible if somebody received a letter on Shabbat, and there's a certain urgency that he wants to open up the letter and read it, so it would be permissible to hint to the goy and say, I can't read this letter because it's Shabbat. I'm not allowed to open it. And therefore, on his own, he'll understand to open the letter for you, and then you can read it. So therefore, it is permissible only bederech remez, and in the case of the light, we explained, it's only in the case where there was sufficient light for you to benefit, and you're only enhancing.